Thanks for being with us. New York authorities say they're taking another look at allegations of sexual abuse by Hollywood movie maker Harvey Weinstein. Investigators yesterday were looking at one incident when an Italian model recorded him apologizing for touching her breasts. When she confronted Mr. Weinstein about it, he responded, quote, "I'm used to that." Meanwhile, the Manhattan District Attorney has come under scrutiny recently for not pursuing sexual abuse charges in the case. So what could the legal ramifications be for Mr. Weinstein? Analysis now from attorney Jill Stanley, founder of a website called proofwithjillstanley.com. Jill, help us understand this.
Well, yeah, this is what everyone's really talking about now, because the harassment stories, those, remember, are civil actions. No jail. Even if more cases are filed against him and they don't end up in confidential settle agreements, he doesn't just pay them off, there will never be jail for those. So that is why these rape allegations, where the criminal charges come in, where the concept and the talk of prosecution becomes very important, because as we all know, if one is convicted of a crime, the sentences, the judgment, it's not money, it won't be money, I should say, in these kinds of claims, it's going to be jail time. So I do believe investigations will start.
Is there a statute of limitations on rape?
Yes, there are statutes of limitations, and this is actually something I really, I think it's very important for people to understand. So I'm going to talk about two good things going on with statutes of limitations, and they depend on the state, and they vary state by state.
Okay.
If these rapes occurred in New York, there is no statute of limitations on rape in New York, which means there isn't a statute. If it happened 10 years ago, that's just as good as if it happened yesterday. It's still just as viable a case. In about 2006 is when they went to this abolishment of the statute of limitations. In California, though, and I'm taking the two biggest states where we believe these activities have gone on, we do not know yet, but it makes sense. Hollywood, he lived in New York, so that makes sense. That's where he spent most of his time. And, of course, out of all the Sundance festivals, there's some claims coming out of there, too. But in California, they did have a statute of limitations on rape. However, if you remember all the Cosby stuff, there were over 59, 60 women who claimed to have been drugged and sexually assaulted by Cosby. Only one case went forward criminally because the statute of limitations in all those other jurisdictions banned and barred the pursuit of those cases. So what happened was, after Cosby, this is the only good news to come out after Cosby, is that California abolished their statute of limitations. However, that just happened. That was just within the last year. So if Harvey Weinstein is accused of rape, and it happened more than a year ago, then he will not face those charges because they are time-barred by the statute of limitations.
Hmm. We're speaking with Jill Stanley, attorney and founder of a website called proofwithjillstanley.com. It's a celebrity legal news site. We're talking about the Harvey Weinstein case. So what's it going to take now? A celebrity, for example, who we've heard from the most, I guess, to come forward and say, hey, this did happen. I'm ready to, right, to probably sacrifice your Hollywood career to, I don't know, to try to get him sentenced or convicted?
I think what we're going to see in the next coming days, actually, are more celebrities coming out. And they're coming out. They came out pretty fast and furious right away. But now we're seeing drips. We're hearing new names, new big names every day. And I really applaud all these women who are coming out, because it's not easy. Even if you're Angelina Jolie, even if you're Gwyneth Paltrow, there's a shame that you experience because of what happened to you. And there is a shame in keeping quiet about it. So the fact that they are willing to come out and say, this happened to me, is really, it can't be underscored. It needs to be applauded.
How about the rest of the board at Weinstein Company? Because the New York Times said, you know, they expressed surprise this week when in fact it seemed like they knew beyond that. Can they be somehow tied to trouble?
Yes, they can. And I'm going to ask you a question, actually. Where does the money come from?
Yeah,
he settled between 8 to 10 cases. The smallest settlement I can imagine in my experience would be a couple of hundred grand.
Mm-hmm.
The largest could be somewhere in the millions. So this is money somebody would see missing, whether it's from a personal account, whether it's from a Weinstein account, whether somebody had to see this money, accountants, financial representatives, advisors, managers, people saw this money. This isn't like I stole $20 from a cookie jar.
Yeah,
this is hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in settlement. People knew. Someone knew where this money came from, and you can't just excuse it. Sorry, it's not another private plane.
Thanks, Jill. That's Jill Stanley, attorney and founder of the website proofwithjillstanley.com. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.